Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
We interrupt this program to bring you loud static.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, an unplanned edition. It's Wednesday. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will not be with us today. He's out of the country saving an animal's life or something.
China.
Yeah.
But I believe he said the following week he may be able to talk to us from China.
China.
He's in China.
What?
What was that?
What was that? What are you doing?
I don't know.
We have a guest. What are you trying to
do? I don't know. I was trying to do the Trump thing when he
cracked
says China.
Him up, though.
No, nobody knew what you were doing.
China.
No, nobody knew what you were doing. No. That's embarrassing. Edit that out. Edit it out so nobody hears it. I mean,
I'm leaving that
one
in.
Oh, my goodness. It's October 12th, and this day has special meaning for me because this is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's the 3rd of June. I'm sorry. Folks, I want you to... I'm going to do one bit of business, and then I want you to pay very close attention to the man we're about to speak to. He's going to do a lot of the talking, and it's a story I want you to hear, because I think it'll be one of those things that when people say, hey, did you hear Frank when he on Wednesday when he was talking to... And then they'll say his name, and you'll go, no, why? And they go, oh, my goodness, you missed it. It's one of those things, so you don't want to miss it. Call your friends and neighbors, and in about a minute, I'll introduce him, and we'll get his story. Before we do that, I have another friend, and this guy in here is a friend, but I have another friend, similar names. This other guy is Thompson Price. He's in the kitchen and bathroom remodeling business. He's not just in it. He's about as good as it gets anywhere in the country, and we're lucky in St. Louis to have somebody who only accepts one level of finished product, and that's perfect. And to get there, to get the perfect kitchen and bathroom, it's not going to be done in a five-minute meeting with you. It's not going to be done with him coming to your house, taking a couple of pictures, and saying, okay, we'll get back to you with the price. No, it's a process, and it's a necessary process if you want it done right. Now, if you don't, there are probably 100 people who will redo your kitchen and bathroom for less money. You're not going to be thrilled with it, certainly not after 2, 3, 4 years. When Thompson Price does it, you're going to be happy with it 15 or 20 years later. They did our kitchen 20 years ago at my house. I'm still happy with it. And everything he suggested, he was right about. Even when I tried to say, well, I think we'd rather do this. He goes, no, you don't want that. He was right. Thompson Price, please remember that name when you're ready to remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You can talk to 6 people if you want to, 10 people, 2 people. But if you include Thompson Price, my guess is that's who you're going to go with if you want your money's worth and if you want it done right. The showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli. And the website is thompsonprice.com. And now buckle up, because this guy has a tremendous story, and I want you to hear it. Would you please welcome? We mentioned him the other day, and I'll tell you what that caused, too. Please welcome Tom Charleville.
Hey.
Hello. Tom, good to see you.
Hello, Frank.
I would like to start by telling quickly my story and how I met you and what happened, and then I want you to fill in some blanks. And some of it I have not discussed with you, and I haven't said, what do you not want to talk about? But I have a feeling you don't care what I talk about, and you're pretty open, and I want people to know some things. And some of it's not pretty, and some of it's kind of embarrassing, but the end result is something you should be proud of, okay?
Yeah.
Well, let's go there. I don't know the number of years, but it was... easily 12, 15 years ago, I get an email from a guy named Thomas Charleville. I don't know who that is. I responded. I called him, and he said, I have a coffee. And he told me the name of the coffee, and I'm not going to mention the name of the coffee because he doesn't own that company anymore, and I don't know anything about the quality of that coffee today. I don't know anything about it, but I do know about this guy. So he tells me about his coffee, and when he mentioned it, I said, I've never heard of it. And he said, well, we've been around quite a while, and that's why I'm calling you. There's still a lot of people who've never heard of it. And he mentioned some TV commercials he'd done, but none of it was really paying off. And I'm going to give you a condensed version of this. So we agreed to go on the air. And the way I work with advertisers is I ask them to commit to 6 months, because nothing really works in a month or two. It doesn't. And the proof of that is the average advertiser I speak for has been on here 8 years, which happens to be exactly how long Tom Charleville was on here with his coffee. So we shook hands. That's the way I do it. There's no fancy, elaborate contract. And we went on the air. Now, after the 6 months was up, and Tom, I don't know if you remember this or not, but you said, I don't know if I can renew and keep going or not. Because you said, I don't see the sales. I don't see what I was hoping to see as far as increase in sales, enough to justify what we're spending. And again, I don't know how much you remember, and I don't. There's a lot that I don't remember because I took a cholesterol drug years ago, and this is not a joke. It ate up a part of my brain, and I have lost a lot of memory, and I still can't remember a lot of things. But I do remember this on the phone when you said, "I don't know if we can renew." I don't see the increase in sales for some reason, and maybe it was some intervention from upstairs. I said to you, Tom, I know this is going to sound like a sales pitch, but I, sitting here right now talking to you on the phone, I know exactly what to do, and I know what to say to get people to buy that coffee. If you just go another 6 months, and you said, okay. The next day, or certainly the next time that I went on to speak for you, I said this to people. I said, all of you who are coffee drinkers, you are just like cigarette smokers and beer drinkers. You have a brand, and that's the brand you always ask for. You go to the store and go and just pick up without thinking, Maxwell House, Folgers, whatever it is, out of habit. When you sit down and you order a beer, Bud Light, Ultra, what Bush, whatever, and you don't deviate. Cigarette smokers, I'll have a pack of Marlboros. And you do that with coffee. I said, here's what I'm going to ask you to do, and this is not a lot to ask. I'm going to ask you to make an effort, make a point to just one time, break out of that habit and pick up one can of this coffee. That's all we're asking, and I'll bet you're going to change that habit, and your new habit is going to pick up, and I mentioned the coffee, and it worked. It worked, and you were on 8 years, and let me tell you something else. You were not only on eight years, you paid your bills on time. You'd be surprised how important that is. Your checks were good. You paid on time. You were a tremendous client, and I was always happy to speak for you. Now let's get to the ugly part. Over the years, you have gone down some wrong paths. You had a substance abuse issue or two, right?
For a while, yes, I did.
Enough of a while that messed you up. You also had a couple of strokes. Am I right?
Yes, I did.
And I've talked to you. You had to sell the coffee company. I don't think you wanted to, but you had to.
Yeah.
And that had to be very painful, and I guess it was a combination of things. You couldn't keep running a company in the shape you were in, between your own bad judgment about doing things you shouldn't have done, and then the strokes and other things. You had to get out. And it wasn't a case of selling a company and walking away with $40 million, or those stories you hear. You didn't end up with much of anything. But you still love coffee, and your whole family has always been in the coffee business.
That's true.
If I get any of this wrong, correct me, but your life is coffee. Now, let me also say, I don't know anything about coffee. I told you yesterday, when I drink it, I taste sweetener and creamer, because that's what I put in it, and any coffee tastes like sweetener and creamer. I wish I could drink it black. Maybe I'll learn to. Then I can really appreciate coffee. So now you're at a point in your life where you want to be back in the coffee business, and that's all you want. That is your passion, and you have a coffee on the market. It's called Clipper Coffee. Why is it called Clipper? Let's start there.
Well, a Clipper ship is the fastest sailing ship ever made. It's American-made sailing ship, and they used to, and this is for years ago, and they would carry spices and tea and coffee on Clippers for freshness.
So they wanted them because they were fast, because the quicker you get them to the destination, the fresher the product would be.
That's right? Exactly right.
Okay. So that's why it's called Clipper.
Yes, it is.
Now, do you mind talking a little bit about the substance abuse? You've been in rehab a couple of times, right?
I did, yes.
For what? Tell them what.
Alcohol.
Alcohol?
Yes.
Anything else?
Yeah, temporarily I use cocaine, but more of alcohol is my deal. And what happened that really was the crowning bowl. See, I have trouble with my speech.
But let me tell you something. You think you have trouble now? I have spoken to you over the years when I could hardly understand anything you said. I think your speech is fine.
Thank you.
Continue.
But anyway, when I had that stroke, I just couldn't understand things. And I got real frustrated. And actually, I was never that big, 180 pounds, and I was down to 144 pounds.
How tall are you?
6 feet.
Okay, 6 feet, 144.
And I looked like a different person.
And so did I when I was 6 feet and 145, which is what I weighed when I got married, by the way. I weighed 145 and I was 6 feet. I was a skeleton.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's...
Yeah, but I'd forget to eat. See, I live by myself, and I probably should have been... I guess in a nursing home or some kind of place that would take care of me, but I didn't, and I couldn't talk or talk. I could just squeak and point, and boy, I wasn't used to this. If you remember my commercial,
you're a salesman, you're a talker,
and I love it. Yeah. And anyway, I had trouble. I got real frustrated, and that's when I really started drinking because I got so frustrated
over the stroke.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, and. And actually, for two years, I just looked on a window and I just rocked. Just sit there and just rocked. And I wouldn't eat. I forget to eat. And then that's when I got frustrated. So you're asking me. I'm trying to answer. I'll do it quickly.
No, take it.
Well, that's when I started drinking a lot and then a little more. Because I wasn't outside. It was at home by myself. You know, that wasn't fun drinking. That was just because I'd have a cocktail, and I wasn't too much of a drinker. I'd go to parties, and then I'd overdrink, and that's end of story. But then I just slowly started drinking, and then a little more, and then a little more. And then this was over, a three-year period, I guess. And so I found myself drinking a half gallon of scotch every day.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, and it wasn't, you know, I was never drunk, but also the last 6 months of my drinking career, I physically needed it.
Right.
In my car, it was always ready. I had ice in my trunk. This is, you'll hear this with, I joined a club for drinking, by the way, and everybody can tell very similar stories. And I just lost my will.
Well.
And then I remember I looked at a mirror at myself, and I got a big grin at myself. This is by my, remember, I live by myself.
Nice.
And I said, it's time for me to take a trip. Now, I had been to a couple other rehab places before, and that was other people's idea, right. not mine. When I left Eric Clapton's place, one of the finest places in the British Virgin Islands, I left. And then I went to one called Hazleton, and they... asked me to leave because I had a behavior problem.
No, we're going to get to that. You absolutely had some behavior problems.
Yeah, and then there was another one in Phoenix did the same thing, but they said that I was pulling the class down too low because I couldn't talk,
mm-hmm.
and the place was full. So I was lucky, I was hoping I could stay there, but the counselor said, you're just pulling the class down too much. And so they packed me up and sent me home, and that's when I just started really drinking. Right. I mean,
what started the cocaine thing?
Oh, that was just someone gave it to me one time. Now, this is a long time ago, so I have to try to remember. Someone just gave it to me, I was always real physical, and I had never done anything to put in my nose. But I did.
Well.
And I kind of like that. Not immediately, but pretty soon, I liked it.
Well.
And then, about 6 months ago, or at least 6 months later, that happened again. And then, it's just like everything else. It's like cigarettes or anything else. You start using more and more and more and more.
Yeah. The reason I've never done cocaine is not because I'm a great person or I'm a better than other people, or I'll tell you exactly why. Because if I did it,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't quit. I'm a very addictive person. The only reason I have never tried cocaine, not because I don't want to try it. I don't think if I did it once, it would kill me. I can't do it because I will not be able to walk away from the second time. And what you said backs that up. It's a lot like meth. The woman we had in here who told us that she did crystal meth one time, and she said to herself, I never want to live another day without this. That's how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get off the cocaine?
Discipline.
Yourself?
Yes, sir. Okay. Some, you know, I like my personality is some is good, more is better, and too much is just right. And that's the way I built my company. That's the way I did everything else, 100%. And I did that. 100%.
Yeah.
And you asked me how I quit. I looked at my, again. I figured I'm above that. I'm too smart for this nonsense.
Yeah.
And I am. But it owned me. It's just like the alcohol did. It's take a discipline, and you just have to make a decision.
Well, you're a coffee genius, okay? And I say that. Not being an expert on coffee, but it's based on what other people have told me. And the reason I wanted you to come here, and I called him this morning, I called Tom this morning, I said, we got some time today because Dr. Doug's not with us. I said, can you come by the studio? He said, absolutely. We didn't discuss what we're going to talk about. We didn't plan what we're going to talk about. But I want to tell you something. From the first day I ever met you, I thought... And you guys don't have to be silent, because I know Dan was on the trip where Tom really embarrassed us, okay? And Tom, you probably don't remember. You were so drunk. But remember what he did when we were moving luggage? And you may not remember it, but it was really embarrassing. And that's when I knew you had a big problem with alcohol, because on the way from the airport to where they transferred our luggage to buses... You said something so completely unacceptable that I got you off to the side and I said, I don't care if you're an advertiser, if you ever do anything like that again, I don't ever want to see you again, and you're never going to come on one of our trips. Other people heard it. You also, if you remember, were put up at Hedonism, which was, well, they overbooked us, so they put Tom, yeah. This was the worst guy they could have put in. They put Tom in the nude resort called Hedonism.
They put Tom along with about two or three other couples.
Yeah, but the other couples didn't partake the way Tom did.
No.
Tom, let me tell you, Tom Charleville goes to this resort, and I'm sure you remember this. Hedonism is a place for anything goes, swingers. So here he is, and he meets this couple, and in the course of a conversation, they tell him, hey, we're getting married here. It's an all-nude wedding. Now, Tom Charleville is as likable a guy as you'll ever meet, so I'm not surprised that this couple thought, oh, what a nice guy. Would you like to be in our wedding? And Tom says, sure. And the next thing we know, he's in a nude wedding with people he doesn't even really know.
Well, they came back. All the other people came back, and I walked up to one of the couples, and I said, we haven't seen Tom
at
all. I said, where's Tom? And they go, last time we saw him, he was naked getting in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He wanted to stay. He didn't want to come back once they had a room. Yeah.
Into it. Now, and these are funny stories, and they're sad stories. And now we go like 4 days and we don't see you. Because you did something really dumb. You decided to go lie down on the beach with no clothes on. All right?
What's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with it is you burned the boys. The boys got burned real bad. So we didn't see Tom for about 4 days. And when we did, he was walking really gingerly. And we said, Tom, we're ready to call the Jamaican police. What happened? And he said, I fell asleep on the beach nude and burned the boys. And you'd been icing your genital. I mean, it was unbelievable. unbelievable.
But then, while we were sitting there, he said, "Here, you want to see?" And he starts standing up.
No.
We're like, "No, yeah. you can't do that here.
No, this is not that resort. You can't do that." Okay, now let's get to why I
don't remember.
Let's get to why.
Of course you don't. I really do.
Of course you don't.
I remember that one.
So let's get to why you're here.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, let's go forward.
Okay.
Yes, more backwards.
I have always liked you, okay? And I think you are as good a salesman as maybe I've ever seen. And the one thing you do that I try to do is you sell something you really believe in.
Yes.
And if you're going to sell coffee, it's going to be good coffee. It's not going to be just coffee so you can sell coffee. And again, I know anything about coffee, but like this Clipper coffee, a couple of weeks ago, you stopped by and you left some. You left a bag of beans. Well, I don't do whole beans, but we took it to Kansas City. And there's a friend of ours there, and she has in her kitchen like a $1,000 espresso, whatever this thing is. Grinder. It shoots hot milk, steam, and beans. So she puts some of these in there, and she's real particular about coffee. And after she said, "I need two or three cups before I make a judgment call," I said, "Tell me the truth." So she did, and she said, "I buy a coffee that's a Kansas City product called Paris,
yes."
And she said, "It's the best coffee I've ever tasted." She says, "This is as good as that coffee."
Now,
I got an email. Hang on here. Let me read you an email that I got. I get my emails in the morning, so I pulled it up this morning. It may have come in yesterday. It says, "Frank, first I'm aiming the PM. I followed your show for at least 25 years. You have never steered me in the wrong direction with any of your great sponsors. I live on a 170-acre farm about 20 miles from Hannibal, so getting to take advantage of all your sponsors is not easy. I drink about 4 cups of coffee first thing in the morning, and I was a loyal drinker of Tom Charleville's other coffee as soon as I heard you advertise it, and I would buy 3 or 4 cans at a time when I visited the St. Louis area. After I heard you mention the other day about Tom's struggles, what he had endured, and how he had to sell the business, but that he had since started a new coffee, Clipper Coffee, I knew that I would probably be switching." And then in his email he says, "You tell Tom that he has properly called this coffee the champagne of coffees. It is truly one of the best coffees I've ever tasted, and I drink my coffee black, so I get the real taste. I know Tom's not a sponsor of the show, but I truly believe everything you endorse is going to be everything a listener could ask for in a sponsor." And that's pretty much the part of the email. The rest goes on and on about and nice stuff about the three of us, and I don't want Dan and Peon to hear that somebody says something nice about them. No. So we'll leave it at that, but the point is this. I really hope you do well with this coffee. Even if you don't spend a dime with me on this station.
Thank you.
I still hope you do well. I think you deserve to do well. I think you have more than 9 lives. You should have been dead a long time ago. You had a car wreck in a Corvette years ago that would have killed anybody. Tell them briefly what happened in the Corvette.
Well, it wasn't my car, but I was in a friend of mine's car in 1965.
Was it convertible?
It was a Corvette convertible.
Right.
And there was 4 of us in it. In a 2-seater.
Yeah, which is not a good idea.
No, exactly.
But that was back in 65. We did all kinds
exactly.
of
stuff. He was leaving Schneidhorst, going east on Clayton. Mm. And about a 16th of a mile to the east of Clayton, there's a little white house. I mean, really white on the road, literally, within about 15 feet. And the Corvette hit a tree going really fast. And 2 of the people were crippled badly, and I was thrown over a house.
It threw you over the entire house.
In the house, yes.
Oh my goodness!
And then I woke up, and of course I didn't know what was. And I was in a creek behind the house. There was a creek. I flew over the house.
So you rejected in the front of the house. Woke up in the creek behind the house.
Yeah, and the seat of my pants. I must have scooted over the roof, over the shimble. You know.
I bet there's something else to see. Yeah,
no, it was my butt. Anyway, I don't remember. We're going 70 or 80 miles an hour, and then I woke up and I started on my elbows. I started crawling around the house and. And then there was, I can't quite remember, but there was like three firemen and a policeman, or maybe just three firemen. And they looked down at me, and see, I could look down and see myself, too.
Let me stop and say to people, years ago, we discussed a book about life after death, the people who have near-death experiences. Mm-hmm. And almost all of them said what you just said, that just before you die, you actually can look down and see your own body. And you saw that.
Oh, I did. I can tell you that my hair was all messed up. I could tell you the yellow and white shirt that I had on. I can tell you the blue pants that I had on. And then the three firemen, I guess, they agreed that I was dead. And they put my...
And you could hear this.
Yeah, I was listening to all this the whole time, you bet. And they put my feet together. They put my feet together, and then they put my left arm over on my chest. And then it took all the strength I had to get my right arm over to tell them that I was there.
So they could see it moving.
Yeah. And so then things, then I, of course, I don't quite remember, but I went to County Hospital on Brentwood.
Okay.
And then that was it. And I was at St. John's for the week and so forth. And I wasn't as bad as you'd think. I broke my jaw in two places. I broke my back, but not badly.
Yeah, that's not that bad. Broken back.
Exactly. No, I broke my jaw in two places.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was beaten up. Come to think of it, I was beaten up pretty bad. But not as bad as two of the other people that were in it.
Now, were you in another accident? Wasn't there? Was there another car accident? Or am I thinking of something else here? That was the one.
Well, I was on the way to the Lake of the Ozarks one time on Highway 42, and some guys came across the lane.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell you that. I didn't even know that. But on my way to the lake, and I was delivering some coffee. My dad's coffee company, it used to be called Rose's Coffee, and I was 21 years old. And,
yeah, speak up just a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, and
that's
then
right. That's right.
And then we some guys came across the lane, and there was an accident. I was upside down in the car, and the fellow with me was killed.
Mm.
And I found a house. This is about 12 miles from 54. I can't think of the little town that's on Highway 42. And then I just don't remember much about an ambulance ride, but so forth.
But the other guy died.
Yeah, we actually had a punctured lung, and they took him to Jefferson City. And he could have been fine, but they didn't follow the punctured lung. But I don't remember me ever telling you this story at all.
You did, but you wouldn't remember it because part of your life is a blank.
Well, yeah, with that stroke, it's called aphasia. Yeah. What I have is called aphasia, and I can't read very well.
Yeah.
And that's why I have to search for the words that I'm using now. I've had to relearn every word that I know.
You've done a fantastic job because... Not even 3 years ago, you would call, and I couldn't understand a word you said, and I didn't know if you were drunk. I didn't know if it was, I'm not kidding, I didn't know if it was a stroke. I didn't know. There was also a time in a parking lot at a restaurant, I won't name the restaurant, but you were in there at the bar, and my wife and I had eaten. As we're going to the car, I hear you behind me saying something unintelligible. You were so drunk, and you don't remember any of this, I'm sure, and you came up behind me, you scared the crap out of me, came up behind me, and what you said made no sense. And I just said, Tom, good to see you. And I got in the car and left because I was honestly kind of scared of you. And I just said to my wife, I said, it's terrible. This guy has to get through this. And you did get through it. And you sound great. And you have a coffee. And look, I don't spend any time with you, really. I don't know what you do every day, but my take on people is usually pretty good, and I think that you are actually a decent guy, and I think you're a good salesman, and I think you know coffee, and I want you to sell the crap out of this Clipper coffee. And I know it's in Deerberg's.
Yes, it is.
Where else is it?
Lucky's.
Lucky's? What is that?
It's two grocery stores here in St. Louis.
Well,
they're based out
enough.
Of Denver.
No, that's it isn't. Not enough.
No.
We need more stores.
They're based out of Denver? Where is a Lucky's? Like one.
Well, there's one on Clarkson Road at Clayton, right by.
How do we get that other big local chain to sell your coffee? Because they sold your other coffee.
Yeah.
Why
won't
they sell this coffee?
I don't have an answer. In fact, I had a letter from one of the owners 3 years ago to help me get my financing, and he said he would put all my Clipper coffee products on their shelf when Tom is ready. And that was 3 years ago, and I let them know that last fall, and they just forgot me.
No, they didn't forget you. They didn't keep their word. Do you still have that letter where they said, we'll be happy to carry Tom? No, you show
oh,
it
he has
no,
it with
you
it.
Have it in the folder. I don't
I
need to read it.
With you
I don't need
yeah.
I don't let me read. Let me see that.
Yeah.
Here's what it says.
Yeah, but
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah, I recognize this name. This is a well-known the other local supermarket chain, and this is made out to a bank, and he addresses the woman at the bank and he says, blank, the grocery store name, has made a commitment to Tom Charleville that we will provide shelf space to Clipper Coffee when it's available. We've had a long relationship with Tom and will continue to sell his products to our customers. Sincerely, first name and then the last name of the store you all know. And I'm not here to beat this store up, but I am here to say this. When you make a commitment like this, unless there's something I don't know, I don't know if you tried to make out with this guy's wife since then. I don't know. but unless there's something like that, I say to them, get this coffee in your store. You told the man you would do it.
And you told the bank you would do it. You told other
and
people.
The rest of his life, how old are you?
I am 68.
All right. He's got time. Look at
that. Oh, yeah.
The God or whomever has already shown he doesn't want this guy gone yet. He's had more than one or two chances to die. He should have died. And he didn't.
And Dierbergs is actually giving you a good spot on the shelf.
Oh, Dierbergs. Dierbergs are just great.
It's right at
Dierbergs
the
Dierbergs are great people.
So unless this other store... chain of stores wants us to keep talking about how great Dierbergs is for putting Clipper on the shelves, put the man's coffee on the shelves. Now, if you want to email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com, and you want to tell me why you don't want to sell his coffee, and if it's a really legitimate reason, I'll be happy to consider that. Otherwise, keep your word, make good on this letter, and put Clipper Coffee on your shelves. And to the rest of you, I say this. I don't ask anybody to do anything you don't want to do, drink anything you don't like, or drive anything you don't like. But I would ask you to try this coffee, because I would really like to see you, before you leave this earth, leave it knowing you've created another great coffee empire. I would.
I do, too. I want it to be 10 times better than what it ever was.
We all did.
And I think God will.
Well, we all want to be better at this than we are.
Yeah, it'll be great.
But I'm in a business that's not going the right direction. You're in a business. This country can't seem to get enough coffee. I mean, look at Starbucks. Look at all the... America loves coffee. And you have it in the beans, you have it ground, and you said that eventually it'll be in the little Keurig cups, right?
Yeah, yes, it will, yeah.
Okay. It's called Clipper. The can is blue. There's a ship on it. Yeah. There's a message on there from you, right?
Yes, it is.
And it says on the can, the champagne of coffee.
Yes.
And it's true, because I have some at home.
And we're not being paid penny to say any of this. He's not an advertiser. And even if he never is again, I really want you to do well, okay?
Thank you.
I'm glad you're sober. I'm glad you made it through the strokes.
Yeah, that's...
And I know you're real concerned about your speech, and I think you think people can tell. They can't. Mm-hmm. You sound like the old Tom Charleville.
Yeah.
You do.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Tom Charleville.
Thank you.
And now a word from Maxwell House Coffee. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. I have to do, if you don't mind sitting for a minute so we actually can say goodbye to you properly, I will mention the longest running advertiser we have is somebody that I am so thankful for, American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage has been part of this show for almost 25 years, 52 weeks a year. And I don't have to tell you what they do. It's in the name, mortgage. They put people in houses and provide the money to buy the house. That's called a mortgage. It's a loan. The other thing they do is help people get out of bad debt, help homeowners get out of bad debt, meaning let's use the number one example, credit cards. That's bad debt. If you charge something on a card and you pay the balance off every month, that's fine. That's smart. It's convenient. But if you're making minimum payments for years and years, even months and months, and you're a homeowner, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do it. Let American Equity Mortgage show you how to stop doing that, because minimum payments are not a nice thing the credit card company does for you. It's a way for them to make a ton of money on interest that's ridiculous. So let American Equity Mortgage help you get it paid off. They've done it for thousands of people. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
All righty, we're going to get a check on traffic. Apparently a lot of problems out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's a mess out there, Dan. Southbound 55 between Gasconade and 4500 South Broadway is closed right now. I mean, it's a mega multi-vehicle accident that's causing problems there. There's still a couple cars that are trickling through in the one lane, but you're already backed up to about Highway 44. Then, just behind that, on southbound 55 before 7th Street, you've got a stall or an accident that's blocking the right lane. That has you backed up onto the Poplar Street Bridge, and coming in on eastbound 70, you're jammed up from Salisbury. Now we've got a new crash on southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. The left lane is blocking the right shoulder car into the median wall. It's already slow from Page, but stop and go from Highway 40. Then you've got eastbound 40 downtown slowing just a little bit west of Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You want the best for your children, especially when they're not feeling well. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer takes your child's temperature quickly and accurately. Pick one up at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, or other fine retailers. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on the McGraw Show, we'll get real estate advice with Kathy Helbig. Post-Dispatch columnist Tony Messenger will also join us, and Jennifer Blome with an adoptable pet from the APA.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-684-5419. 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Make way for the sexagenarians. The rebels of the 60s are in their 60s and back on the road again. The generation that once threatened to drop out is more likely to drop in on family and friends. But they won't be doing it in a flower-powered VW bus. More likely in an RV with all the comforts of a luxury condo. So wave to that sexagenarian. He's probably somebody's grandpa. For the times, they're still a-changing. And the winds, they're still a-blowing. For the highways, they're a-ranging. And that big thing that they're towing is their easy-riding way to enjoy each passing day. For the rest of your life. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to see the world more clearly through your own eyes. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Individual results may vary, so call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-0698. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
Your local Tide Dry Cleaners helps keep you looking great so you feel your best.
Tide Dry Cleaners cares about clean clothes and a clean earth.
Green Earth Cleaning is planet and people friendly.
Our drive-through pickup and drop-off keeps you in the car when you're on the go.
First-time customers always receive 25% off.
We're on Clayton Road near Circle 7 in Baldwin.
Text TIDE-B to 51660 to receive special offers.
That's TIDE-B to 51660.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
We'll see you soon.
All right, I want to thank all of you for allowing me to eat up most of the last hour, giving Tom Charleville just sort of a leg up. You know, a helping hand, if you... I don't know. I don't know if that's acceptable to you as listeners or not. Maybe you didn't want to hear it, but I just feel like I had to do it. I've watched this guy. Again, we're not best friends. I've gone a year at a time and not seen him, but I have seen him at his worst, and I see him now. I see him go through all that and beat it and recover. And the man is passionate about coffee. And I just hate to see anybody leave the earth thinking, well, you know, I was a failure and I wasn't able, because he's not a failure. And he knows his coffee.
And I think he buys the beans directly from the growers and that. And that's what he was saying outside.
Well, he knows coffee.
Yeah.
And if you like coffee, why not give the clipper? And I'm trying to avoid having everybody email, what was the name of that coffee? Please, if you can find a way to remember it, Clipper Ship, shipping the coffee. Clipper. That's the name of the coffee.
There is a ship on the
can. When he was in, we talked about the ship on the can.
You said
there's a ship on the can.
Oh.
Yeah.
That thing,
you must have been out taking a whiz. Do you have that? Because that would be a great time to...
You must have been out taking a whiz.
Yeah, thank you. And now a word from Amini's. My grandson was over last night. My goodness, we had so much fun. I turned on this electronic shuffleboard thing. You should have seen his face, because it's got a lot of lights on it. Okay, I bought it for myself because I like lights. But he loved it. He loved it, and we had a great time.
Did he beat you at bowling or anything?
No, I beat him. I'm not letting
you've had a couple weeks to practice.
Yeah, okay. I would go like 3-year-old beat me. Are you kidding? Not going to happen. At 5, he'll beat me, but not at 3. And that came from Meanies, as did a pinball machine that I have, as did our lamp hanging in our dining room that we couldn't find the right lamp for 28 and a half years that we lived there. We've been there 30, guess what, a year and a half ago, we found the perfect dining room light. It's hanging there. It's from Amini's. Terrific furniture for any room in the house. Great. patio furniture, the best patio furniture made in the world, the number one category in sales. They're having a big rug sale now, area rugs, machine made, handmade. Check it out. Please go in. Even if you don't buy anything, go in. Make sure you take your phone with you because it has a camera in it, and take a picture of that $750,000 handmade rug that's hanging in there. I do it soon because it's going to go fast. It's 700 grand. It's not going to last long. It's pretty spectacular. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, copper dome on the outside, tremendous products on the inside. No junk. No junk in any category. Aminis.com.
All right, let's get another check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Boy, we have a major mess on southbound 55. We've got that stall vehicle blocking the right lane just before 7th Street. Then you've got an accident that's at Gasconade. It's blocking three left lanes and also the ramp to Gasconade. And then you've got an accident just before 4500 South Broadway that's got about at least 8 to 10 cars involved in that. Another accident on southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. That had the left lane blocked. Right now it looks like we are backed up all the way to Page. And then you've got eastbound Highway 70 drivers. Because of this southbound 55 mess, you're jammed up from approaching Salisbury-McKinley Bridge. That goes all the way down to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Are you still taking your child's temperature the same way it was done decades ago? Pick up the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at Target or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L Series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com.